Welcome to Saturday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. God has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Bless the Lord, all created things, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Bless the Lord, all people of the earth, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. O people of God, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit. Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart. Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 30. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up from the depths, and have not suffered my foes to triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you, and you have made me whole. You brought me back, O Lord, from the land of silence. You saved my life from among those that go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, all you, his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For if in his anger is havoc, in his good favour is life. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In my prosperity I said I shall never be moved. Your goodness, O Lord, has set me on so firm a hill. Then you hid your face from me, and I was greatly dismayed. I cried to you, O God, and made my petition humbly to my Lord. What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Can the dust give you thanks or declare your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my lamentation into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with joy, that my heart may sing your praise and never be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Creator God, whose praise and power are proclaimed by the whole creation, receive our morning prayers, we pray, and renew us in your service, through through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Genesis, beginning at chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest is still open, let us take care that none of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For indeed the good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said, "As in my anger I swore, they shall not enter my rest." Though his works were finished at the foundation of the world. For in one place it speaks about the seventh day as follows, "And God rested on the seventh day from all his works." And again in this place it says, "They shall not enter my rest." Since therefore it remains open for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he sets a certain day, today, saying through David much later in the words already quoted, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not speak later about another day. So then, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labours as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn, from the dead. For it pleased God that in him all fullness should dwell, and through him all things be reconciled to himself. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O God, creator of heaven and earth, mercifully grant that as the crucified body of your dear Son was laid in the tomb and rested on this holy Sabbath, so we may await with him the dawning of the third day and rise with him to newness of life, who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Eternal giver of life and light, this holy night shines with the radiance of the risen Christ. Renew your church with the Spirit given to us in baptism, that we may worship you in sincerity and truth, and shine as a light in the world, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Great Shepherd of your people, bless those called to priesthood in your church. Energize their hearts with passion for your word and care for your people, that they may joyfully minister your sacraments. Guide them in their study and prayer, that they may be discerning and loving pastors, enabling all to minister to the glory of your name and the benefit of your people and world. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of all nations and countries, thank you for your guidance of our evolution and advancement. We ask that you guide the leaders of nations into the ways of peace and justice, and in so doing, bringing about a world that we are proud to sojourn on. God of grace, hear our prayer. Heavenly God, our Father, how great you are, that we are still here despite our trespasses and despite our lack of humility in your eyes. We pray that you continue to shine your light, so we may follow you into a relationship of everlasting love with you and with one another. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, with one voice we lift up our hearts to thank you for our lives and vocation. Inspire us all to know and live our vocation. Give courage to people to listen and follow the call to serve you in ministry. Bless us, your family of Australia. Help those you call to listen to the Holy Spirit voice, that they may fulfill your holy will and make all things new through Christ our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer, the Diocese of Dallas, the Episcopal Church, the Diocese of Willocra, the Parish of Laidley, Oratory of the Good Shepherd, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power, protect us from sin, guard us from every kind of danger, and in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.